Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Earlier in the week, Iran tested a ballistic missile. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's increasingly aggressive stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. A U.S. military official says a U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The ship arrived off southwestern Yemen to conduct what it called presence operations. U.S. military had a plan to build and move a ship into the area soon, but it was accelerated due to a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea Monday that killed two crew members. The Republican-led U.S. Congress has taken one of its first steps toward fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. They passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. Democratic opponents argue the rule helped prevent corruption. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
I want there to be no misunderstanding during the transition in Washington that we stand firmly 100% shoulder to shoulder with you and the Japanese people, Mr. Prime Minister.
Earlier in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. In a rare public appearance, Cameroon's President Paul Biya paid homage to four top military officers killed in a helicopter crash last month and urged the country to persevere in its fight against the Boko Haram militants. Moki Edwin Kinzika has more from Yaoundé.
Cameroon's top general in the war against Boko Haram, Jacob Kodjé, was among the four officers killed when a helicopter went down on January 23. At a memorial service for the officers Friday, President Paul Biya said Boko Haram's firepower has been greatly reduced. He says Cameroonians should solidly be united and remember all those who have died as a result of Boko Haram atrocities. He says the grief should reinforce their determination to continue the battle with the barbaric group. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hosted the new German foreign minister, Sigmar Gabriel, at the State Department. Afterwards, Gabriel spoke at the German embassy in Washington.
Our cooperation is crucial on issues on the international agenda, for example, on our efforts to end the horrible civil war in Syria, in our common responsibility for the Middle East peace process, and in working for a peaceful solution for the conflict in the eastern Ukraine.
The meeting came as President Trump's travel ban on refugees and people from seven countries with a Muslim majority has caused international concern. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said fighting terrorism did not justify placing Muslims under general suspicion. And a U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the Trump travel ban imposed last week. President Trump ordered bans on visa holders from those countries. He said the measure is necessary to protect the safety of American people from terrorists. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.